Hi, CA. This is Lyrene from Local Splash. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Because I think the line is a bit garbled. But yeah, I'm calling you back from our conversation earlier. You said that you're having problems with your Google ranking, correct?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually checking on the account, and it seems that we are not showing you, you know, if we search for the main service, which is appliance repair in Brooklyn. Also, I can see you if I search for some other keywords that we have listed, like small appliance repair service, refrigerator repair service, but for the main category itself, like appliance repair service, I'm seeing here that there, you know, it's not showing in the first page of Google Maps or Google's search results at all. So I have checked. Your account information is correct. We're also posting weekly on your Google business profile so that it can help in improving the ranking. But one thing that we would also strongly encourage for you to do is to ask for additional reviews from your customers, might be old or new customers. Doesn't matter. Do you have your URL to ask for reviews, or that URL link that you can text or send to them so they can directly leave a review on your Google business profile?
Let me ask you a question. How long have I been with eLocal?
Well, you've been with us for 7 years. Thank you for, yeah, thank you for your loyalty.
For 7 years. What do you think, 7 years, and I'm still in the basement of my Google ranking? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, what we're seeing right now is the current results and the current, you know, ranking. We cannot, we cannot see retroactive results on your ranking. But right now, yes, if we would look currently, we're not seeing it as a ranking. But I'm sure it has been different before, because if we would look there, you have, like, a total of, you have, like, leads for that are showing up on your dashboard. You have impressions showing up in here. There are people that have seen your listings. But right now, yeah, with me to continue optimizing the Google business profile, I've also noticed that in the reviews, it's only 3 reviews, and it's not all 5 stars. So that definitely has an impact on Google's ranking of your Google business profile. So it would really be helpful if we could add more reviews, more 5-star reviews on the Google business profile. I'll be sending you an email if you don't have the link for your reviews anymore. That way you can send this short link to people, you can text it to them, or to your previous customers. That way you can ask for a quick review from them. And then in the reviews that you have in here, you can also reply to them from your Google business profile. I mean, sorry, from your Local Splash dashboard, because I checked the reviews and none of them had a reply. That would also help to rank your Google business profile. And I can show you where you can do that on the Local Splash dashboard.
No, that's not a problem. My problem is I've been with you guys for 7 years, and I don't know what's the accomplishment. This is, when I when I take you guys on, I told you guys that I need visibility. It seems to me that they promised me the world. But after 7 years, I haven't even seen no part of the world.
I understand that, although we are, I see where you're coming from, because although we are optimizing your profile and making sure that all of your information in all the directories where we list your business on are correct and are consistent, but then Google has its algorithm that doesn't just rely on the optimization that we do, but the reviews, I would say, really has a big impact on this. That's why this is something that we would also encourage for you to ask from your customers. Let's say, for example, for the last 6 months, there has been no new reviews. So if we cannot get any new reviews in the meantime, I would highly encourage for you to at least reply to the reviews that you currently have. Just even a quick reply of saying thank you for your positive feedback or thank you for your 5-star review, that would make a difference.
Let me ask you a question. I understand totally what you're saying. I can do my part. But what is it that you guys are not doing that you should be doing to improve what's going on?
Okay. We are constantly optimizing your Google Business profile, and we are posting weekly on your Google Business profile so that it continues to be visible in Google. However, for some reasons, something is contradicting that, because Google, again, has some other criteria that they need to follow. So aside from the consistent posting and optimization, Google is still seeing that compared to your competitors, I mean, appliance repair is such a big market anywhere. So let's say compared to your competitors, those that are showing in the first few pages of Google, they have 100, 300. I see one in here that only has like 19 reviews, but they are all 5 stars. So it does make a difference in there. So from here, we can see that even if we are optimizing and we are posting regularly, but then Google is seeing that you don't have enough reviews, there are no recent reviews for Google to consider you to rank higher compared to the ones that has more than 100 or 300 reviews.
So let me ask you this. What is it that you're not doing that we should be doing? At least we can get some improvement.
Well, we are doing everything that we can within our end. As I've mentioned, we optimize your profile on a daily basis. We make sure that your information are correct, not just in Google, but in all other directories as well, where we list your business on. And Google is seeing that. Google can see that. The internet can see that. All those listings where we have your business on, including Facebook, Yelp, Google Maps, and so many more. If you would look at your Local Splash dashboard, we have listed you in different directories for your business. And Google can see all of that. Okay? So we're doing that on a daily basis. So, however, we cannot control on our end anymore that Google is seeing that there are not enough reviews on the Google Business profile. So it's something that we would encourage you to keep doing or keep asking from your clients. At the same time, we are going to continue optimizing your profile and posting on your Google Business profile. We post photos with captions promoting your business so that we can keep showing that this is an active business and there's, you know, ongoing work going on. In fact, if you have any photos of your completed work that you could add and send over to us for us to use in your Google Business Profile. We would like that so that we can use them for the next postings that we will do.
I think the thing should be much better now, but according to the reviews, yeah, I can get the reviews. It's just that I just don't think it makes sense, because when I was sending them over, it didn't make no sense. So I'll start again, because the reviews, I don't have a problem getting the reviews. Because I do go out there and I do a lot of work, and if I'll have this asterisk and they'd be posted. But before, I didn't feel it make no sense to even do it, because I was no place on Google. I'm just saying, my rank on Google is nowhere.
I understand your confusion in there, but Google's algorithm is constantly changing, and we want to keep up with that. So from what we know and what we are certain about is that Google, your ranking in Google is directly affected by the reviews that we have. And then if we would look at all other sections where Google is basing their algorithm, all of them is looking fine, except that for the reviews, we haven't had one recently. We don't have enough, and they're not showing us all 5 stars. So the last review that we have on the account was 11 months ago, and Google wants something recent. Although we are posting constantly, showing that there is activity on your Google Business Profile, but then we know for a fact that Google wants more reviews consistently being added on the account. So that's one thing that we would also need help from you, because we cannot post reviews. Google doesn't want fake reviews or anything of that sort. It has to be from your real customers. So we gave you that link or that short tiny URL that you can easily send to your clients so they can leave a review easily. And yeah, I'll be sending you an email as well where you can send updated photos or some recent completed work that you have so we can keep using them and use them for the future posts that we will do.
Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Now, what were you saying now?
I'll be sending you the link again for your reviews. This is the link that you can send to your customers to ask them for a review. And then I'll be sending you an email where you can reply with photos of your recently completed work, because we will use them for the future postings that we will do on the Google Business Profile.
All right, look, I'm gonna do my part from my end. I expect you to do your part from your end. And I'm going to give you guys another shot, and we're going to see what happens. Because like I said before, I'm not very happy at all. Not very happy.
I really apologize for that, but yes, we will consistently be doing our part. We'll keep optimizing your business profile, and hopefully we'll be able to see those reviews added soon. And yeah, if you have, if people, or if you need help with the link or with sending the reviews, just let us know. But I'll be sending it to your email so that you can see it again, and you can just email or text it to your customers.
All right. Like I said, I'm going to give you guys another shot. I'm going to see what happens. But I can't keep this up. I can't keep paying for something I'm not getting result. I'm not getting no result on. So, like I said, you ask me, I'll do. I just expect for you to do whatever it takes on your end to do what you have to do. I really can't keep paying for something I'm not seeing no result on. Okay?
Yes, I totally understand that, and we will make sure that your profile is always optimized like we do, like we always do.
All right. So, like I said, we're going to see what happens. Give me another couple of weeks and we're going to see what happens.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate your time, and I'll make sure that I send those emails out after this call. And if you have questions, just let us know.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Lorene.
Lorene?
Yes.
All right. Okay. No problem. Shoot out. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you again, and thank you for your time. Bye-bye for now.
Goodbye.